Tape Script 3.4.
An Interview with Anita Roddick. Part 1.
I wonder what it was in you that enabled you to have that kind of feeling about what business should be.
I think what's gave this whole edge is that I was saved by not going to business school, by not doing the traditional route.
That's a terrible condemnation of business school.
It is, because I believe they do an incredibly good job of developing people to understand financial science. You can't expect to raise an entrepreneur in a business school if entrepreneurs are usually outsiders. That's why immigrants, refugees, make the best entrepreneurs. My parents were economic immigrants. Whether you have the Jewish immigrants in the beginning of the century, or the Italian immigrants in the mid-century, or the Pakistani and the Bangladeshi and the Indian or the Caribbean, they all dance with different drumbeat. They're not part of the system. They're outside the system. And when you are a young person and you feel as an outsider, because we were the first Italians in this town, you were just braver because you didn't know any different. Business school would have polished my thinking into a much more disciplined way. Market, product development, finance, instead of saying, hey, having a great idea and thinking, my God, if I make this idea really good, people will buy it from me, hopefully give me a profit. And it became, it was a notion of trading, which entrepreneurs are manic traders, were buyers and sellers, you know, and all we want to do is go into the marketplace for feedback on our ideas. And all the money we make is of no interest to us. This is what upsets the financial journalists, because we don't give a darn about money. We just want the money to oil the wheels to see how far this idea could go. And many of us feel fraudulent, because ideas just come out of our head like a genie in the bottle. We vomit ideas, but we are terribly, terribly bad at managing.
But business needs, of course, all those other things.
Of course it does.
The structure, the
management. Yeah, but that's, it should be subservient. It's like you need to breathe to stay alive, but if you keep on concentrating, breathing in, out, in, out, what a life you're going to have. If you concentrate only on profits, you're going to have a business that's going to die within a nanosecond, because it's more than the profit. It's just the avenue, the engine for making you develop other ideas or to invest in other things. So, you know, for me, business school has never been, it's never been the sacred ground for it. Mm. It's always have an idea, learn. And the best business people, entrepreneurs, people ask questions. You know, I don't want to be the biggest, you know, retailer in the world. I have no interest in that. I just want to be the most idiosyncratic, the wildest, the bravest.